Good thing, Rabbi Yontif. We are learning Be'ez Hashem B'Metzia Daf Nun Vav. So we are learning Wednesday's Daf. We're 2 days ahead. We're learning Wednesday's Daf to cover the plot and be up to date for Chol HaMoed. So we left off Nun Hey Amud Beis. We reached pretty close to the, we reached almost towards the bottom third of the page. I think we reached up to Masr of Rav Sheshes. Let's get our bearings. We have to go quickly for that last Gemara.
Exactly where we are.
Perfect. We have to go quickly at that last Gemara just because of davening this morning. So the Mishnah discussed different cases where a person is chayiv to pay a chaymish. A person is chayiv to pay a chaymish. And the first grouping, it was five cases in general, five cases. We'll go over them outside quickly. Truma and the group, which we'll get to in a second, within the group. Truma, you have to pay a chaymish. If one accidentally, a zar eats truma, he's got to pay back a chaymish. We had neter avai or maisa sheni, one who redeems them. Instead of taking them to Yerushalayim, he redeems onto money and takes the money to Yerushalayim. He adds a chaymish. We had one who's paid his own hekdesh. If he's makdesh himself something and he redeems it himself from hekdesh, he adds a chaymish. Again, all these, chazar, we have all these ideas, past couple of blot. And then we had one is nana from hekdesh of Ruta, that's Meila. In the Shavuot, he has to pay back to hekdesh and he has to add a chaymish. And lastly, one who steals from his friend and then he admits he lied, he has to go back and return it all the way. He has to go back. I'm sorry, that was before. He has to go back all the way to Madai for a Pruta. That was the prior Mishnah. But he also adds a Chaymish. When he admits that he swore falsely, he adds a Chaymish. Those are the five categories of adding Chaymish. But in the category of eating, that which belongs to Kayan, we had Truma, we had Chala, we had Trumas Meiser. All those are very simple, Bikurim, simply understandable. The Gemara Tekishu with Trumas Meiser of Demai. We had over there Trumas, not just Truma, Trumas Meiser. And Chalam Bikurim, Chumas Meiser of Demai, because the whole idea of Demai is rabbinic. So the Gemara was bothered, Rabbi Lez was bothered that Chumas Meiser Shal Demai, is it going to be the Chama going to make a chizik levim Yesu Mishal Teiran? Essentially, the Gemara's answer was that yes, it goes like a mayor. And Rameir, we know in the beginning, Gittin holds that there's a takana that a person who needs to get from Dinas Yam has to say, Befainachta Fainachtam. In order, we had two reasons. Machlokes Rabbah and Rava. We said Rabbah said the Rava, but the reasons for are either because of Lishma, and Chutz Laretz, they're not such a Bekim in Lishma, or because of not going to be able to find someone to Mesud the Kaimai, so they made a Takana that the Shliach right now says, Farnachta, Farnachta was written and signed in front of me, and that's considered like a verification of the Shtar. Either way, the whole thing is Takana's Rabbanan. Yet, what if one does not say Farnachta, Farnachta? So Rameir says that if a woman gets married based on such a get, she has to go out. And the Vlad is a Mamzer. Yaisiv Abba Mamzer. The Chama also Chizik L'Devarim, the Gezera of having to say Farnam V'Nechtam becomes as Chomer, like the Raisa becomes Chomer more than the Raisa. But the Raisa only Mamzer that gets Puzzle. The guy wasn't even Puzzle. He just didn't say Farnam V'Nechtam and he's making a Puzzle. So he finds the concept in Reb Meir. That was the Gemara's proof, the Gemara's answer, that yes, we find this concept in Reb Meir. But we touched on a question. We didn't have a chance to look at the Tesis. We touched on a question. The whole concept that we're asking, the Asu Chacham Chizuk Avim Yes B'Shtera, there come a Gemara Sajas where we say, yes, Asu Chacham Avim Yes B'Shtera. The Gemara's about to ask a question on this topic, still massive. Is it so that Reb Meir says that we make, the Gezeirah D'Rabbanan like the Raisis, but before we see the Gemara's question, we find all of a Shas that and while we are asking v'chiyasu, so if we jump into the second taste on the page, ask Taisvis, asu afil yesim shal teira. We find in many places that the chamim made takanas that are even greater, more chamim than shal teira. Hainu heicha the shayich liknais. That's in only in a place where it's shayich to knas kedei lasa siyug. The chamim are trying to make a siyug. They're trying to make a knas to protect from something. So over there, they make their din as chamer, even sometimes more chamer than Torah. Aval hacha, afil b'chumas meiser v'adayim. Lo v'shayich l'miknas chaymish im leishas the Torah. There's no logic to being knassing the guy. It's not the guy's doing something wrong. There's no logic to knassing, and therefore, if not for the fact that the Torah said there's a din of chaymish, there wouldn't be a concept of knassing, and therefore, that's why the Gemara is asking over here. So the Gemara is not saying in general. In general, klachle liknis b'shal demai. So we're not saying in general that we don't make takanas chamim that are more chamim than Torah. Sometimes chamim do, and the reason is, by the way, what's the reason? Because the words of chamim need chizik. The chamim need chizik. People take Torah seriously, and people take the rabbanon less seriously. Understandably, the rabbanon aren't considered. You know, the same people don't hold it in the same chumrah as they do the Torah itself, and therefore the chamim have to make chizik devarim. But Taisik is a cloud that we only say that where they're making a siyag or a knas. But over here, the din chaymish is the din Torah. It's not a punishment. It's not a knas, and therefore there'd be no logic to say that the rabbanon on demai are masakin as chomer as the Torah. Okay, but says the Gemara further. Meisvei. Let's pick it up from Masav. Masav or Sheshes around eight lines up from the bottom of the page. Masav, Rav Sheshes. This question is going to be based on two separate Mishnayos. Mechalal Neisai Kesef Al Kesef. We have a Mishnah that says you can be Mechalal Maisa Sheni. You can be Mechalal. It is Maisa Sheni, but Maisa Sheni of Demai in particular. Kesef on Kesef. Typically, you don't just switch once it's already converted from Paris into Kesef. You take the Kesef up to Yerushalayim. You can be Mechalal Kesef into Kesef, Nechayshes into Nechayshes, copper into copper. Even Kesef on Nechayshes, even silver into Nechayshes. When Nechayshes al Paris. And you can also convert copper back into Paris. This talk about outside of Yerushalayim, which is again obviously something which never happens on real Paris. Once you convert it into Kesef, you don't convert it back into Paris outside Yerushalayim. You have to convert it only in Yerushalayim. Okay, the Yachsiv ifnas Paris, and then eventually you go back and you redeem them. You go back and redeem the Paris back into coins to go back to take it to Yerushalayim. Divrei Meir or Meir Shita v'Chamerim Yalu Paris v'Yachol B'Shem. Chama say no. The fruits could be brought up and be eaten over there in Yerushalayim, meaning we treat the Meiser Sheni of Demai is considered more lenient than regular Meiser Sheni, that you don't have to go and redeem that Paris that you bought outside Yerushalayim back into money and back into Paris, purchasing in Yerushalayim itself. You can take that Paris back the Paris that you reconverted into themselves, go into Yerushalayim and eat it there. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara. So one thing you see is you see very clearly that you have the chamim being more makel by Meiser Sheni of Demai again than Rav Meir. Fine. Now says the Rav Sheshes further. Are we allowed to take silver coins and convert them into nechayshes? We learned in the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni Perek Beis. The Mishnah we just quoted, by the way, was in Demai, Mishnah Demai Perek Aleph. Now we're in Meiser Sheni Perek Beis. If you have a seller of Meiser Sheni and Chulin that get mixed up, maybe the seller of Meis, you take a seller of you take a seller's worth of copper Meis of Nechayshes, and you say, wherever you have the seller of Meiser Sheni, onto this money, and he then takes the better of two slime, and he takes the kedusha of the copper and puts it back on the nicer, on the better of the two coins. So he's going to put it back on those on the silver coin, but first he puts it onto the copper and then he puts it back onto the nicer of the silver coins. One was chulin, and one was Meiser Sheni. So it doesn't make a difference which one it was, because either way, the chulin is chulin, and the Meiser Sheni, its kedusha was transferred onto these mice, and then he's putting it back onto the silver. So you're back on the better coin, and you either it's the same one that it was, or you upgrade it to the better coin. Fine. Meisha Amru, Mechal Nesek Kesef and Chayshes Medeichek. Because the Chum said, we're on top of Nevav and Aleph, that you can Mechal from Kesef and Chayshes Medeichek when you're in trouble, when it's B'Shastat Chak. B'Leisha Kayim Kane, not to remain in a state of copper, El Shechayz Mechalin Al Kesef. You're going to go put it right back to Kesef, but just a way to clean up. You had a mixed up coin, silver coin of Chulin, and a silver coin of Meiser Sheni, which is which. So a way to clarify the situation, you could put it temporarily into Nechayshes and put it right back into the silver. What do you see? You see very clearly that Medeichek Meiser Sheni could go from silver onto copper when it's Deichek. Medeichek in, Shlei Medeichek Lei. But Dafk when it's Deichek is allowed, when it's not Deichek is not allowed. Yet the Mishnah we quoted before from Demai seemed to say that it was allowed. Stamasa, you can go from, by Demai, go from silver to Nechayshes. The Mishnah had no problem with it. So you see very clearly the Chama treating their own Gezeris much more lenient than the Torah. And over there, Rameir agreed to that part. Rameir's only chumra over there was that v'yach seviv to Paris, you got to redeem the Paris back into money and then redeem the money into Paris in Yerushalayim, the chum disagreed. But the first part of the whole mission over there in Demai, that you're doing nechayshes, copper to copper, silver to silver, or even silver to copper, by Demai, Rameir agreed. So you see we're treating Drabbanan's Demai more lightly. Not like Rameir, and we're plugging in Rameir as the author of Mishnah, who's going to treat Demai the same. We see not like that. I'm Rabbeisef. Very simple chilek. You can't compare pidyon to the achila. In the Mishnah Demai you just brought shows that our Meir is lenient by Demai in the redemption. He allows by the redeeming of the Demai, Meister Sheni of Demai, he allows to redeem it from Kesef into Nechayshes, and he's not makbid over there. However, by when it comes to the achila of Ma'aseh Shein itself, Avada over there, he's going to Machmer. Our Mishnah was talking more about the achila, meaning when you go and redeem it, when you're coming to eat it. Well, I should say better. If someone goes and eats it, how much he has to pay back for eating it? Legabe that there's a chumra. But when it comes to the pedia, Rameh is mekel, and the marbing is a proof. The Tanya, the Rabbi says, Rabbi Yisrael Chayyim, continuing his own statement, he brings a proof from Rabbi Yisrael. Le'atir limker demai elosita bavan. We find that they were matir to sell demai to only to the sitan. Sitan are the like wholesalers. They're the dealers. They deal in mass with produce. So one's allowed to sell demai to the sitan without first taking off maestros. Ubalabayas. However, when a balabayas is selling his produce, even if he got it for someone else, it wasn't his own. When he's selling a produce, which is demai, he automatically must take off trumas maestros. Again, trumas, I keep saying, trumas are regardless. You can assume we're taken off by the amaretz, but the maestros has to take off because the one buying from him assumes he took it off. Bengach, tzarech laser, he has to take off the maestros divrei Rameir. The chamayim, echad sitan mechal balabayas, inside the sitan, inside the wholesaler, inside the balabayas, meicha v'shleich l'chaver v'nais le'matana. They can sell demai or send it to his friend, matana, v'nechayshish, and not be worried that the recipient's going to use it as is. The recipient's going to know to take off the maestros. Point is that Rameir over here is being machmer. We're talking about demai, and Rameir is saying that by the balabayas, you have to be worried. By the sitan, everyone agrees enough to worry. The idea is that a sitan, a wholesaler, he's getting it from a lot of sources. He's constantly sourcing new produce, and then he's, you know, stocking it hopefully shortly and selling it. So everyone knows when you buy from him, he may have gotten from an amaretz and who hadn't taken off maestros, and he himself didn't take off the maestros yet, and therefore the buyer knows to take off the maestros. When you buy from balabayas, you don't know that. Now we see that's a case of a concern of demai concern. And by mayor is again machmer. What's the chumra over there? The chumra is the guy by eating. When it comes to eating, avad going to be more machmer. That's a raya. Rebbe just being a raya. There we see our mayor's chumra over the rabbanon applies in cases of eating, even though it wouldn't necessarily apply in a case of pidyon. Master Ravina. So Ravina asks, not so fast. Halakech b'nachtam, we have a mishnah in demai again in the fifth parak. It says one who buys from the baker, a baker who's an amaretz. So he buys some loaves from the baker. Master b'nacham al tzananis. He's allowed to take Meiser from the hot on the hot means like fresh for the cold. Cold is another way of saying like yesterday's bread. Or from the cold on the hot, either direction. And he can even take from many different molds. So the breads didn't necessarily come. If it's the different molds, it could be that these breads were coming from different suppliers. And still, we're saying that what? He's able to take from one or the other, divir mer, that's a mer shita. Now, bishlam nesenes alachama, I understand taking from hot and cold, kidur beloi, damar beloi, minayin the term l'arel yafe, shet chumas ha-chum. I know if I take chumas ha-maisris, if I take it from bad on good, we're calling the hot, the fresh, good, and the old, from yesterday bad, how you know it still works? Shenemar l'sisal av-chet, bar mincham eschal men, it says, you shouldn't carry a chet when you take the chuma, meaning don't take from bad on good, but don't carry chet when you take the chuma. I mean, Kaddish, famous Rasha, if it's not Kaddish, Nesias Chelama. If the Kedusha doesn't take effect, why were you over Aveira? Why are you going to be Nesias Chet? Why are you Chayav and Aveira? It must be Mekantar Chuma Menarel Yafa, Shishimasai Chuma. And it's a riot that when one takes from Ra on Yafa, the Chuma is Chal, it's a riot that's Chal. This, of course, opens up a major topic. This is a big discussion, before you get to Marz Raya, a big discussion in the Rishaynim, the Lechera, this is the it seems to be mamish the conversation back in the beginning of Masechta Tmura, comes from Elsner Chas of Yavin Mahani Yavin Mahani because by Rava, whether Kolmos Dem Rachmanu, whether the Torah says not to do, if you do it, doesn't work or not. Meaning, according to Rava, we say it doesn't work. But why you chayev? You chayev because you tried to do it. You're trying to do it all is enough to be chayev, right? Do we say you chayev it works and you chayev for doing it? Or do we say it doesn't work, but you're chayav for trying? So if you're chayav for trying, so what's the martaina? Why would you carry a chayt if it's not chal? It must be that it's chal. Why are you chayav for chayt? What do you mean? You're chayav for trying. L'chayr, this would be a shtarka taina against the shita of Yavid le'mahani. There's a raya, it's a baya that Yavid le'mahani, the simple reading of this gemara. All the Rishonim Jabalov is our new question. All the Rishonim Jabalov is, we've always had a simple diak. We've always had a diak, which it must be, I'm trying to remember why this isn't the pash pshat. Maybe it is, that the lashon nesias chayt. Nesias chayt means like you're carrying a chayt, right? Meaning, it's one thing to say that Yaiv and Avera, Yaiv and Avera. Every time a person says Yaiv and Avera, I don't know if it's Lashon Nesias Chet. Nesias Chet, to me, sounds more like the Gemara talks about if a person gives birth to a, actually it was, came up in a roundabout way, in Miuma, in Amud, we're discussing the Inan of Tshuva, at the end of Mesechta Yuma. If a person does Tshuva Shlema, Tshuva Gemura, Zaynus Asas Kishkagos, or if he doesn't Tshuva Shlema Mahava, it could even be Zchuyais, comes like Zchuyais. So there was a debate from the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, not the famous Piskei Tshuva that we know about. Sefer from a couple hundred years ago, he debated, would that mean that a Mamzer would lose a Shem Mamzer? A Mamzer born from a Nilsa Avera, if it becomes like a, if you do tshuva mahava and the zdeinus become like a mitzvah, so does the baby lose the shame mamzer? Obviously, we know it doesn't, but it's only clear that he has. My point is, the reason why I'm getting sidetracked is because we talk about when a person does an avera chalila, even if he does tshuva, if it's an avera that created, if that avera created peiris like a mamzer, then at the Gemara, the Mishnah calls that mu'uvus l'yichol sakin. It's a crooked thing. You can't make fix. You can't fix it. It's metzias. The child is a mamzer. It's already a Mishnah that seems to dispel that notion, the chakira of this piskei tshuva. Okay, but the point is here as well. The lashon nesias chet could be that once it's chal, there's no turning back. That's what it means. It's something which is that avera is fixed. Not so much that it's you couldn't be chayiv unless it would be chal. That's the discussion of Yavamani. We're taking a step away from that. We're just saying the Gemara over there, I think, does bring this into the conversation. But the point is, for our purpose of here, we can read this Gemara very simply. The Rosh Hashanah will address that. The Rosh Hashanah will address how Rava will learn this Gemara. But I think there's a simple halach that we just say what the Gemara just means is that the Nesias Chet, what we mean is you're carrying a Chet, you have this constant. This exists, this truma, this bad truma, it exists. There's nothing to do. You can't turn back. You can't undo it. I mean, that's a question. There could be this an idea of Sheila. You potentially could undo it. Okay, but maybe that's the idea of Nesias Chet. Either way, the Gemara is bringing a point that we're saying that it's chal. That Menayel Truma, a person's term, Meral Yafa, the Truma is chal. So Tzenenes and Chama, Chama Tzenenes, the good and the bad and the good, we already have verbaloi, that's chal. Ella, the question is, when it was baked in many different types of pans, many different types of shapes and pans, we're saying it's chal one or the other. Why? Why are we concerned that some of the breads were made by people that took trumas and maestros, and some were made by people that took trumas but didn't take maestros, and you're taking from Ptur and Chiev, and that's a problem. And that doesn't work. That which already was took trumas, I keep saying trumas, that which already had maestro taken from it, that which had maestro taken from it, cannot help to take maestro from something else. And vice versa, taking meiser from that which didn't have meiser, but for something which already had meiser taken, again, it's not going to be chal. If you're mixing and matching, it's not going to work. And the chayr, just back to the point, so what's our question? So you see, Reb Meir is not worried about this. So obviously, he's not treating the meiser so seriously. That's the Gemara's question. Reb Elazar had a good question on a Mishnah. Reb Elazar's question was good, but Shmuel's answer wasn't so good, because indeed, this is a good question. Meaning, the question that he had initially, that Reb Meir seems to be treating the Demai in our Mishnah very seriously, and we bother, why would he do that? So he gave answers that you see Reb Meir treats other things. Shmuel answered from Gittin, like we start off in the Chazara. Shmuel answered from Gittin, we find that Reb Meir makes Durabanans, even Napimakim, a Siyag or Knas, that makes Durabanan very Chomer. We find Shikatsa Reb Meir. Here we see by Demai itself, Reb Meir doesn't treat it so Chomer. So Reb Elazar's question was great. Reb Shmuel's answer is lacking. Says the Gemara. Tekashale, Reb Elazar, Misbe Shemayim. Reb Elazar's question about Meiser, about being Machmer on Demai, Meisena Demai, was he was asking on something which has Shaykhas to Misbe Shemayim, Umeshale Shmuel, Mises Bezdin. And Shmuel's teretz from Get is something that has relations to Mises Bezdin. And therefore, I could say Dilma Shani Mises Bezdin, the Chamira. The reason why it was Chamer by Get, you're right. Meaning Shmuel did have an answer that Get is Ramer is Machmer, but maybe the reason Ramer is Machmer there is because Get is Mises Bezdin. Mises Bezdin is more Chamer, And therefore, Shmuel's teretz of Blazes Kasha is not so stark. For Rav Sheshis, Loi Shapek HaMaisavla, but Rav Sheshis, his question on Shmuel wasn't a good question. Tekarmi Inu Misa, because Reb Elazar and Shmuel both talk about Misa. Reb Elazar was talking about Misa, at least Misa be the Shemayim, right? Tevel, Maisa Sheni. And Shmuel was talking about Misa's Bezdin. Maisa Rav Sheshis, asked from Maisa Sheni itself, which is already mentioned, everybody was chal, which is being eaten potentially out of your shlaim, or being makel to say to transfer it out of the kedusha from silver to gold, to copper, and vice versa, and onto Paris, that's only a concern of being over on a lav. Meaning, prior to Maisa Sheni being taken, is Tevel, that's a problem of Misbe Yishmayim. But once Maisa Sheni was already taken, it's a simple lav. And for Rav Sheshes did ask, even though his question wasn't so stark, because his question was asking from a leniency that we find by a lav, how could you compare it to a chumrah that we're discussing potentially by Misa, Lamaisa, or based on Rav Sheshes asked, Lamaisa, Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, Shapik, Kamashanim, Rav Sheshes' teretz was taka, a good teretz that we do find that Rav Meir is Mekel, and particularly by the Padiyah of Maisa Sheni. El Ravina. So Abaye, after giving a little synopsis of whose questions and answers he appreciates, Rav Lazar check, Shmuel not so check, Rav Sheshes not so check, Rav Yosef check, El Ravina. At the Meisav Nachtam, why did Ravina go to Nachtam and ask a question on Rav Yosef? L'saylim Palter, why did he be a raya? Nachtam is a baker. Why did he be a raya from the case of the Palter? Palter is more like the sitan we called before, like the wholesaler. The Tanan, halakech mena palter meiser mikol tufus utfus tiver meir. One who buys loaves from the palter, he has to take separate meiser from each type of mold, because the wholesaler gets it from different places, and therefore there's a concern that maybe it's not the same originator, and this one maybe is menachiyah, this is mapatur. So we see over there very clear that Rabbi Yosef's taina that Rav Meir is machmer when it comes to the eating of the mai. He's machmer. He just was mekel when it talks about the padiyah. He was mekel on the padiyah of the ma'aser sheni of the mai. L'chair, this is shtukaraya to Rav Yosef's answer. So why did Ravina go and ask a question on Rav Yosef from the Mishnah of Nachtam, bring a raya to him from the Mishnah of Palter? Says Gemara, Elamayis L'chameimar, why did you not bring a raya from there? Palta betrayed Klosa Gavra's oven because the Palta gets him in two or three people. Well, you can say the same thing about Nachtam also. Nachtam is not talking about a private baker. We're talking about a baker who sells. Also, no, sorry, opposite. I said that wrong. Palta betrayed Klosa Gavra's oven. We had it right originally. The Palta gets it for multiple people, whereas Nachtam Nami Mechad Gavra's oven. The Nachtam gets it for one person, and therefore, your whole question about why am I concerned about different tefusim is because I assume that the Nachtam gets it for one person, even different tefusim would still be the same, would be the same person, different batches, but the same person, and therefore the question is not a question. Rav Amar, Rav says, Shmuel Shapik, Mishanile, Shem Misa Bailam. Rav just argues on Abayis Taina that how are you comparing Misa's Bezdin to Misa Be'ez Shemayim, Misa Be'ez Mochamer? Don't be right for the fact that Aramea is Machmer by Gittin, and Misa's Bezdin, Ish, to a case of Misa Be'ez Shemayim. Rav says, no, Misa is Shem Echadu, and therefore was indeed a good Raya. Zok the Mishnah. Eil Dvarim Shein Lam Aina. The following items do not have Aina. Ha'avadim. Avadim, when it's put together with Shtaros and Karka, typically means Eved Kanani. Doesn't mean Dafko, Eved Kanani can mean Eved Ivri. That's a discussion, but the simple understanding always is we lump it together, it means Eved Kanani. Avadim, Vashtores, Vakarkois, Vakdeshois, all these things don't have enough. And further, Ein Lam Tishal Mekefal, there's no Tekefal in them. Filet Tishal Mevchamisha, we learned actually about those in Bava Kama regarding Hektish and the others. Shem Rechinam, right? It has to be Dover Gufei Mamein, right? We learned about that in the middle of Bava Kama. Shem Rechinam Ein Nishba. A Shem Rechinam does not swear on these V'nei Sesachar Ein Mishalam, and a Sesachar doesn't pay. Rav Shimon Aimer, Kachim Shu Chai Bechirus Yesh Lamayna. Rav Shimon says, depends on Kachim. When a person says, Hare Zu, and there's no need to replace it if something bad happens to it, then you don't swear over it. But when a person says, Hare Alai, so it's really, it's the Dabar Gar in the Mammon, and this is Shitas Rav Shimon Olav Hashas, that something which is Gar in the Mammon is Kamam Dami. So even though this is Hekdish, and there can be a Miyat even on Hekdish, they don't swear about Hekdish, there's no Din of Yonah on Hekdish, but still, since you're causing someone to have to replace it, so over there, there's going to be a Din, Yesh Din of Yonah, there's going to be a Din of Yonah over there, Vashen Chai Vakrusim, but Kachem with Zonchi Vakrayas, we say Rezu, and the Mendez Nodin Aynar, Rabbi Daimer, Afa Amecher, Sefetera, Behema, or Margolis, one who sells Sefetera, an animal, or a Margolis is like a precious pearl, a jewel. Ein lamenas no aina armer loy la amras elas ela. They said no. They only said about the list of the Mishnah, not the cases that you're adding. Just two quick points. First of all, the Taz asks, why is there good? There's no aina deraisa. We're gonna have drush in the Gemara. Why there's no aina in these cases? But why takam edrabanan? Where the guys are aina? We know also there are bunan make gezeris by ribbis. There's ribbis deraisa. In the case of no ribbis, they make ribbis drabanan. Why are they not guys are aina? So says the Taz in Taz like fashion. That says that the Rabbanan don't make gezeiras just to be take away money. By Aina, essentially what we're doing is, if someone's Eved Aina, we take away the money from him, we take back the deal. We don't make gezeiras just to take away money, unless like by ribbis, there's an isser that you're there's an isser of ribbis, and they expand the isser, don't go further and do this din of ribbis. But over here, by Eina, to make a takana, which is automatically right away going to be mitzi mamin, to make a takana to be mitzi mamin right off the bat, that don't do again unless there's some other compelling reason to be concerned of it. Now, why taka is there no karka? The Rishonim will discuss, not all, but many, Chinuch, Rashba, others, why is there no on karka? Rashba says because karka, you can't move it. Karka is where it is. And location, of course, is famous, the most famous word in real estate. Location is everything. And therefore, you can't ever say that he overpaid for a karka because maybe dafka this spot, dafka this piece of land, where it is worth, and there's nothing else, there's not enough supply of this land in this place, and therefore it has a higher price, even though a very similar land in a very similar location is much cheaper. It doesn't make a difference. It's not going to be probably not, because every karka has its own uniqueness. That seems to be the Rashba's idea. The Chinuch says it's because it's enduring. Since karka lasts forever, so when someone buys something and it's not going to last, so if he overpays and it's not going to last, that's already much more of a patch. But if someone buys something, it's going to last forever, even though on day one when he paid for it, he may have overpaid by a lot, but since it lasts forever, that takes away the element of Eina, Azezakdi Chinuch. Okay, Zakdi Gemara. Menani Mili. How do we know there's no Eina on these, or the whole list at the beginning of the Mishnah? V'chisim k'makar l'mesecha, k'makar l'mesecha, that's the pasuk, of course, that we used about 5-6 blot ago, maybe a little more, but a week ago, Rish Lakish used this pasuk to learn that the kinyan minatera is ayde meshicha, miyad yad. But the focus of the pasuk, of course, like we've been having in the past few blot, the focus of this pasuk is the pasuk of Eina. It's the pasuk of Eina. Okay, so we darish it as follows. Dover nikam yad yad, Eina only pasuk, which is nikam miyad yad. Yotze kakoyis, shenim etalton, kakoyis is not movable, and therefore it doesn't go miyad liyad, from hand to hand. Yotza avadim, shakur kakayis. Avadim are excluded, because they hook kakayis, which the Farshim point out, actually, in the order of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the following things don't have enough. Avadim is put first, then shtaris, then kakayis. It's funny, because, and some actually switch the girsa, but the way we have it, in general, is unique. Avadim to go before kakayis is unique, because the Iker drasha is on kakayis. The Iker din, I should say, is on kakayis, and avadim is a drasha. On that, they speak out. I think the Ritva speaks out that we find the concept that milsa that comes via drasha is chavale. The chamim like the things that came via drasha. So even though avadim is not beferish and kak is, avadim goes first because that's the drasha. Of course, the other reasons, in other places we'd say opposite, and we'd say what was beferish goes first. Okay, but says the Gemara further. We say shegufei macher v'gufei kanei, something which inherently itself is being sold and itself is being bought. That's when we say there's din of Eina. Yaseh shtaris shegufei macher v'gufei kanei. Shtaris is the conduit to make the transaction. It's a proof of the transaction, but it itself is not being sold. In itself is not being kanei, and therefore there's din of Eina. Eina eindem el rai shemem is there more as a proof. Mekan amru meicher shtarisav labasam, one who sells his shtaris to the baisam is the person who's using it for the spices. The point is, when you have spices, you want to seal the top. You want to seal the cover. You want to seal it, cover it, in order that it doesn't lose its sharpness. So this spice dealer, he's not using the shtaris as for the paper, for what's written on the paper, for the notes on the paper. He's literally using it for the paper, for the bottle cap. And therefore, yesh tamayna, there's going to be another there. So again, the reason why there's no another shtaris is because you're not transferring the goof of the shtar. You're just transferring, it's just a proof of or a method to affect a kinyan. It's not there for the shtar itself, for the paper itself. But therefore, the Mar says, for a spice dealer who needs the paper itself, there will be the Nebina. Ask the Mar Peshitta, what's the Chiddush? Isn't that obvious? If we have Kana, Damar, in another Prutas, we had a Kana said, there's no Eina by Prutas, Kamash Vanyash, no Prutas, even though these papers are still only with Prutas, there's still going to be a din of Eina. Hekdesh is Eina, Hekdesh don't have the Nebina. Amakra Achiv, Achiv, Hekdesh. It says Achiv, and I like this again, very similar to Joshua. We had, again, the Gabi the din of Kefil, the Gabi the din of Dalvei. Okay. Says the Gemara, also the Gabi the din of Hezek, and Bava Kama Gabi the din of Hezek, about the Shari'eu. Yigat ish Shari'eu. Okay. Masko Rabba Bar Mamal, Kalechot Chsiv Yadai, Yadai Mamish. I tell me, wherever it says the word Yadai, it means literally as hand, because he's saying it has to be Dover, which goes from hand to hand, and therefore it can't be Karka, which doesn't go from hand to hand. That's only if hand, it means hand literally. Is that so? Yadai mamish, elimata. It says, he took, Sichan took all of his land from his hand, and he, from his, meaning the melech, from melech mayev. Sichan took all the land. Did he take the land in his hand? It took my artsai, and it says, miyadai. Hachrami to call Arabi Ade have an ugly. Did he take all the land in his hand? Obviously not. Elimir Shusai. He took it from his jurisdiction, from his you know, control. Hachramir Shusai. So here too, by Karka also. We're talking over there by Karka. Artsai. I mean, he's Lashna Miyade. So here too, let's say Dominic Miyad includes land. Says Gemara. You tell me it does not mean Yad Mamish? For a time, you learned by Gzela, by Gneva. What does it say? It must be other. If it's found by the Ganav, it's Chayv Kefil. We darshan, if it's found by other, he's Chayv Kefil. And the other, I don't know if Chayv Kefil is found by other. Gag, Chatzav, Kafif, how do you know if it's found? It is Gag, Chatzav, Kafif, how do you know there too? If it's found there, it's going to be Chayv Kefil. Gmar, Bavakam, Samachay, Tamalemer, and he must see Tamatsi become a claim. If in Lashon Matz to Matz Bidarshan, as long as it's found by him, he's chayev kefil, whether it's in his gagai, his roof, his portico, or his chatzar, or in his hand. But what do you see? Time to kasher chanim Matz to Matz. Only because there is said Matz to Matz. Alavach, if he didn't say Matz to Matz, have amina kleicha the kasav yadi adamamish. I would say yadi does mean adamamish. So we're bringing conflicting proofs. For we assume in our sugya that yadi means yadi mamish, and therefore karka is excluded from the din of ina. It says in Kanim Yada Misecha. I'll tell you it's just a Misa. We say Dafka something which is Nikim Yada Yada is Din of Aina, not Karka. We asked that you find that by the din of by the pasuk by Sichem taking the land of Mayev, it says that he took Artse Miyadai, refers to taking land as a din of as a lashon of Miyadai. So what do you see? Elamai means just Rishus. It doesn't mean literally Miyadai. But the Mar is bothered that we see by Geneva, we chayev kefil. The pasuk says that he must matzah ganav. If chayev kefil, if not matzah matzah, I would say you only chayev kefil for that which is biyadei, not gaga chatzer kafifai. How do you know? We need a special drasha. So that means biyadei does mean literally. Vesu and a further brayso to show that biyadei means biyadei literally. V'nasan biyada talks about by get that the husband should put the get in her hand. Ein liyela, same exact type of lashon as by Geneva. Ein liyada gaga chatzer kafifai menayin. I know only into her hand is a good get. How do you know it's a good get if he puts it into her roof? Her chatzar or her karfev. How do I know that's also going to be a good get? Tam lemer v'nasam mikamakim. It's a question how we see it up in the word v'nasam. But the point is from the v'nasam we see that it means even not yad. Same deal again. Time to go from v'nasam. Halav achiyav mina kolechet because of yad yad mamish. So we do have two sources. The other means yad mamish. El lemer goes back to his original assumption. Yad yad mamish. Yad takam yad mamish. Fine. Hasm like lemer achi. Yad in general, if I could turn it tight the way I say, it means yad mamish. In the pasuk over there, it says clearly we're talking about land. He took artse miyadei. Since we're talking about land, and land it can mean that. So over there, it's figurative. Over there, it means by figurative means rishus bailus. It doesn't mean physically taking it into his hand. But anywhere else where I could say it means physically into the hand, that's how we teach it. We say it means mamish yadei, and therefore back in our halacha about the iser of aina, since I could touch the pasuk of aina on dover which is nicknamed yad yad, I stick with that and I say karka is excluded. By Reb Zera, Schiris Yesh Leina Ein Leina. What about this? We'll just go for 1 minute. Schiris Yesh Leina Ein Leina. Is there a din Aina on Schiris? When someone rents something, is there going to be a din Aina over there? Memkar Machmana, the Torah says, the Torah's Lashon is, by a Memkar, right? And therefore, Dafka Memkar has a din of Aina. Avle Schiris, Eidom Leish, no, makes no difference. Or no, maybe makes no difference, and there's a din of Aina. Amle Abaye, mix of Memkar Leilam. Does it say in the Pasuk, V'chisimkar Memkar Misecha, does it say Memkar Leilam? Does it say a sale? That's forever. It doesn't say a forever sale. It just says a sale. It says the Mar Mimka stomach sieve. When you rent something for the day, for the week, for the month, during that period, it's somewhat of a purchase. It's a purchase. It's like Matan Masla Achas, so to speak. It's a purchase that's got to be returned. But for that time lapse, it was indeed a purchase. And therefore, even though it's temporary, it fits the Lushan of Memkar. And therefore, Avada, it is subject to the din of Aina. Le'ashayla, Bay Reva. If one took wheat seeds, and he planted them in the ground, and then he sold them before they took root, he sold the rights to them before they took root, what's the shayla? We know wheat seeds, if you sell them, there's din of aina. It's betaltlan. We know that karaka, there's no din of aina. The wheat seeds that were planted into the ground, and they haven't fully taken root yet, is there din of aina or not? Yesh b'mina, ayin l'mina. Kaman d'shadim, mekad d'dami of yesh l'mina. Do you view as if the seeds are right now like in a container? Because not really, they haven't taken root yet, and therefore there's a regular din. I know it's like metalplan. This is in the land already. It's about the land, and therefore there is going to be aina. What's the case? If he says, what will be the case? There'll be aina there. He says, I put 6 saws of seeds into the field, and I'm selling you those seeds. And he had to come and say, no, we only put 5 saws of seeds, not six saws of seeds. So that's not a din of Einah, even though it's the shear of Einah, that's not Einah. Why? Vamarava. We had this earlier. Anything which is counted out either by weight, by measurement, or by number, if that's the standard, and it's counted by weight, number, or and you said, I'm selling you seven of these, then there's no Einah. There's no Einah. You have to sell exactly seven. So he said, in this case, he said, I'm selling you six. I planted six. He didn't sell six. So of course there's Einah there. It goes back. The fellow said, I put into the field that the amount of wheat seed that's required for this field to produce to its fullest. And then it became revealed by Adam that saw him do it, that the guy made a mistake and he didn't put in what was needed. So now the question is, it wasn't a davershet, it wasn't a specific number, but it wasn't what the field needs. Is there a din of Einah that it's based on a sixth? Or is it karka? There's no din of Einah. Yesh lam Einah, ayin lam Einah. The Gemara says, come on, the shodi b'kad d'dami, yesh lam Einah, ayidilma batlinu agavara, or the bottle to the land. The Gemara answers, nishban aleim. The Gemara says, sorry, another shayla. Let's leave it now for after Matzah Yom Tov. Have a chag kosher v'sameach, and we should have a beautiful seder.